Well, I would say it was about this time last year we were headed from Crested Butte to Buena Vista. Y'all ever taken Cottonwood Pass? It was kind of crazy. Before the trip, before that drive from Almont over to Buena Vista, if you have been to Cottonwood Pass, it's so beautiful. Yeah, Buena, or Buena Vista, Buena, yeah. Yeah, that sounds right. Right, John? Anyway, well, before that drive, Coleman hadn't seen a black bear or a moose, and by the time we got to the top, we'd seen both and an owl. And he was like, oh, and the next morning he woke up, he's
astonished.
Like, hey. Astonished. Well, why don't you tell him about it? Enough of me yapping.
Oh, no, you're doing such a fine job. Well, this is a song. I wish I could say I was solely responsible, but you know, the one nice thing about this group is everybody likes to lend a helping hand. We got songwriters. Well, you can't hardly swing a cat in this band without hitting a good songwriter. And but anyways, I was inspired by such beauty driving over Cottonwood Pass that I decided to write a little fiddle tune. It goes like this.
Oh, good heavens. How about all that, huh? Black bear and a moose, all in 20-minute period of time.
What?
Come on.
Great horned owl.
Oh, buddy, that's fun.
That song is on our album that's kind of more blue. It's a blue album out there. Track number eight. That's track number eight.
It's my girlfriend's favorite song.
It's awesome. If you listen to it, I mean, it was kind of like a lot of magic in the studio when we did that one, eh?
Yeah, a lot of magic, a couple days, a lot of money.
And you can help us earn that money back.
My baby needs a new pair of shoes. So we've got a lot of them. We ordered way too many. Please help us out. The record's called Crooked Road. We all worked real hard on it, and we're real proud of it, too. Our second record, but really like our first. Like Coleman mentioned, we got a lot of great songwriters. I got to brag on my dear buddy, KJH, as we call him. That's Mr. Kyle James Hauser on the five-string banjo. He's a great, great songwriter, and Big Red. You know the Big Red theme?
That's my shirt.
Oh, yeah, you know. Kyle wrote this song, and I believe, make sure I say this right, it was number one on the Louisville Public Radio or something like that. Louisville, Kentucky, his second home. But this is a song he wrote after listening to Mumford & Sons for a little bit and being like, God, how do they write such huge pop hits? I'm going to write a huge pop hit. And it's working out great for him. It's number one on Louisville Public Radio in Louisville, Kentucky.
I love it.
Yeah. You're Mumfording your way right up to the top, buddy. Put him up for Kyle James. Well, I like the song so much that I, when he wasn't looking, I stole it.
And then we recorded it together.
Yeah, we recorded it.
Kind of like Skaggs and Rice would do it.
Totally. We were crushing on Kyle, and me and Mark just got a little studio time, and we cut this little piece here. Yeah, F.